of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please, would you be seated? Well, on behalf of everyone here at St. John's, let me extend to you the warmest of welcomes to each and every one of you this evening. What a great joy it is to be together to celebrate Christmas here in this beautiful church, and I wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and all of the best blessings for the coming new year. May this Christmas bring you all the blessings of God's heart at this wonderful time of year. Now, from a period of about 1864, when we first opened our doors, until the beginning of 2020, we had hundreds of services every year here in this church. We celebrated major and minor events in human life. And then, of course, in 2020, life changed. But as of the end of last year, when the restrictions were removed, mostly from life, but particularly from here, we have been fortunate to celebrate nearly 300 services since our church reopened. Regular Sunday and weekday services where people come to pray, to be together, to hear scripture, to enjoy community. Our school services for Geelong Grammar and St. Catherine's have recommenced, celebrating Easter, the start of New Year's, the end of Year 12. Weddings have been aplenty, and times thereof of heart-bursting joy. And we have had funerals and times of thanksgiving and profound mourning. And baptisms, where new parents bring babies to this church. We had 45 of the latter in the last year. And at these baptisms, I always think that parents, usually sort of on the younger side, have a slightly sort of stunned look on their faces when they come to bring their child to baptism. And I think it comes from a combination of trying to wrestle an infant into the family heirloom christening gown, which is either slightly too large or slightly too small, whilst also making 4 dozen sausage rolls, umpteen dozen chicken sandwiches, whilst cleaning the house for the 40 family and friends that are going to come straight over after the church service. No sleep the night before with an 18-month-year-old doesn't help the formula. And at the baptismal font, which is usually sort of right down here, I often ask these couples what their child is like. And in front of some 100 or maybe more people in the church, I get polite but often quite honest replies. One young woman recently replied, "She's lovely, but she doesn't have an off switch. I haven't slept more than 2 hours in a row for a year." And she looked like that was true. A father, when I asked him what it was like to have a child, recently said this, "Oh my God." This is into a microphone in front of the church. "I had no idea. I mean, geez, sorry, no idea. We went on a baby moon, and I read all the books on infancy and made plans how we were going to not let a baby change our lives. Gone in the first week." Yet another person said, "I'm petrified of something happening to him, and I can't bear to be out of the room from my child." Any parent here, I am sure, can empathise with these remarks. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, to Mary and, let's be frank, sort of Joseph. An infant to young human parents, no different to any of us. They had no idea what to do either. Mary, even before giving birth to Jesus, had said to God, "Oh my God." Well, not literally, but words to that effect. When an angel announced to her that she would bear the Son of God. Ultimate, however, she said yes to pregnancy, to birth, to infancy. And Joseph, bless him, also got on board too, under what can only be described as unique circumstances. So just imagine, if you would, for a moment, what it meant for Mary to cradle in her arms God made flesh, God incarnate, a human child, that most vulnerable of creatures. You might have held a child in your arms. You might be holding one right now, and if you are, they're being very quiet, which is lovely. You might be sitting near someone who has a child in their arms. Feel, remember, or gaze on the weight of that vulnerability and that responsibility. For Mary, it was the same. Yet she had an added burden. Over the weeks, months, and years, she was to raise not only a child, but the Saviour of us all. If you've ever wondered why some churches have a large number of statues and icons of Mary everywhere, that is a pretty good reason why. What then does the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, to a human mother tell us about God and the way of God? Well, put simply, it speaks of a God not afraid of being vulnerable, of choosing the way of fragility, gentleness and peace over power, dominion and threat. In a Christmas message, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, writes, "I go into Christmas with the knowledge of the Christian belief that in the greatest crisis of all, the separation of human beings from God, God's answer was to make God's self as vulnerable as a baby, to come to us in human form, share our suffering, bear the weight of our wrongdoing, and offer us the hope of life. Whatever the crises are, in Christ they are transformed." The birth of Christ also shows us that God trusts in God's own creation. God comes to be vulnerable amongst humanity, not to be tended by angels or some other divine creatures, but by the likes of you and me. Just as God gives God's Son to the world in human form, so too God entrusts us, you and me, equally vulnerable, flawed and wonderful, with the message of God's mercy and love for all. When the Christ child of the manger grows up, he forms around him a group of disciples whose only qualification was saying yes to Jesus' question, "Will you come and follow me?" He doesn't ask those who we might think he'd ask, the powerful, the loud, the influential, but rather people who in Jesus can see all that life is meant to be. And they go on to serve him and humanity, and after whom churches like this one are still named some 2,000 years on. In Jesus, God gives of God's self into the hands and the hearts of humanity, given into our hands too. What are we going to do with this gift? What are we going to do this coming year with the gift of the infant Christ, God in the incarnation, the way of mercy, peace and love entrusted to us? Lastly, as we consider the wonder of God becoming human at Christmas, at first in the form of an infant, you and I are profoundly blessed to be together here in this church tonight, free of so much of the fear and anxiety that besets so much of our world. We have had our difficulties, that is for sure. But as we pray, worship and laugh here in this candlelit church, our minds, I must say, must not be far away from our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, for whom this is but a dream, for whom vulnerability has taken a new form in the everyday. Houses no longer shelter, heat no longer assured, safety, peace and security gone. Yet even there, amidst the cold, the bombs, and the fear, Christmas is celebrated. Meager rations gathered together and shared in subway bomb shelters, and still Jesus' name praised and honoured. Peace and security still chased after, generosity to battered humanity still fresh. So as we celebrate this evening, I hope and pray that we can bind to our heart this Christmas message, that as God comes to us in the form of a vulnerable and trusting child, so too may we care for the vulnerable and be trustworthy stewards of God's eternal message of love for all. Merry Christmas, everyone. May your homes and your hearts be blessed tonight, and may the peace of God reign this year with us as its faithful stewards and messengers. Amen.